farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
$11 million grant agreement signed for the revival of the West Indian Sea Island cotton industry. We'll have the details in this morning's program. Stay with us. I'm Camilla Guthrie.
Photographers, come out to a training session on the required standards for passport photographs. Thursday, February 27 at the Gulf View Hotel at 10 a.m. Register early. Send your name, address, and telephone number to passportphotos@pica.gov.jm. Limited space available.
West Indian Sea Island cotton is regarded as the luxurious cashmere of cotton, making it the most expensive in the world. The West Indian Sea Island cotton requires a longer growing season than other cottons, moderate temperature variation, and greater rainfall, which limits its production to the Caribbean. With over 600 acres of the crop in production, Jamaica was, in 2006, reportedly its largest cultivator. This was, and still is, far less than the market demands.
The annual demand globally is estimated to be in the region of 6 million tons of lint. That's approximately 2 million pounds is required by Japan alone. Presently, only 0.04% of the lint required is being supplied. So the demand for the cotton far exceeds the supplies.
Efforts are on in earnest to change this with the resuscitation of the crop.
We are here for the grant signing ceremony for the funding offered by the Japanese government for the cotton industry in Jamaica. The grant is of US$106,000 and is to purchase a row crop tractor, a high crop tractor, 2 boom sprayers, and a cultivator.
Chairman of the Jamaica Agricultural Development Foundation, the JADF, Dalkeith Hanna. The JADF is spearheading the development of the West Indian Sea Island cotton industry. Under the grant agreement, some 15,000 jobs are expected to be created, particularly for farmers.
Initially, we'll have a number of experienced farmers growing the cotton under contract. And as production increases, the pool of farmers will be expanded. Both small and large farmers will be encouraged to grow the cotton. Certified West Indian Sea Island cotton seeds will be provided to growers. A pool of equipment will be available to undertake land preparation and crop care. Technical assistance and extension services will also be made available to new growers. A ginry will be centrally located where the seed cotton will be ginned, baled, stored, and shipped.
Chief Executive Officer of the Jamaica Agricultural Development Foundation, the JADF, Vitus Evans. To maximize the benefits to be had under the agreement, farmers will need to work together.
The farmers will be encouraged to form themselves into a cotton growers association so that eventually they can take over the control of the entire industry.
Chief Executive Officer of the JADF, Vitus Evans. Production is also expected to gradually move up the value chain to include spinning, weaving, and the production of fabric, leading to garment manufacturing for sale internationally. Over the next 3 years, some 5,000 acres of cotton are expected to be grown on the island. For this year alone, a minimum of 500 acres will be put into production, 200 acres at Longwood, 100 acres in St. Mary, and another 200 acres in St. Catherine. Another 150 acres of land is needed if the country is to supply the minimum 200,000 pounds being requested by buyers for this year. Efforts are also being made to identify private investors to fund the value addition aspect of the project and production of the byproducts. Japanese Ambassador to Jamaica, His Excellency Yasuo Takei, says the agreement will be mutually beneficial to Jamaican farmers and the Japanese industry. So, if you're a farmer or a private investor interested in becoming part of the development of the local cotton industry, contact the Jamaica Agricultural Development Foundation at 929-809022 or email them at jadf@infochan.com. And with that, we wrap up this morning's program. With the studio engineer Joel Samuels, I am Camilla Guthrie, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.